This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 8:09, 9 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. 69 degrees in Chapel Hill, becoming partly sunny in the afternoon. Numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms early this morning, and a chance for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. I will not complain about the weather based on what's happened in Oklahoma. High today in the low 80s. Chance of rain is about 70%. Tonight, 30% chance of rain with a low in the middle 60s. And then tomorrow, partly sunny, slight chance of rain with a high of 85. But that chance of showers and thundershowers will be with us pretty much all week. Kind of hot and muggy weather. We have a lot of budget talks to get through. But first, the fourth week of protesting led by the North Carolina chapter of the NAACP has ended in the arrest of more than 50 people last night at the state legislature. The arrest count and number of supporters on Monday reached the highest yet for the group's demonstrations against the policies of the Republican-held legislature. Both arrest numbers and crowds chanting in support have grown each and every week, with about 150 people facing charges now since the start of demonstrations. The state chapter, the NAACP, and the demonstrators coming out for protest are angry over cuts to social programs, education reforms, changes to voting laws, and a myriad of other issues championed by GOP lawmakers. The supporters and those arrested range in age, race, and professional background. A lot of those people protesting and some who have been arrested are from right here in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. We'll have more details on yesterday's demonstrations coming up later in the day. The Chapel Hill Town Council is facing mounting pressure to increase funding for the library. But that's just one of many tough choices this budget season. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
John Morris was one of a dozen residents who came out last night to ask the Chapel Hill Town Council to increase funding for the newly expanded library.
You know, the people who are most hurt by the cut in hours are not any special interest group or the Chapel Hill elite, whoever that may be. The people who are hurt most are parents with children, families that work long hours, and those who don't have the money to buy their own books and computers. That's who we're standing up for.
Morris presented the council with a petition signed by more than 850 library patrons, all calling for the library to stay open 68 hours a week. Since the expansion project was completed last month, library hours have been cut to 54 hours a week. Town Manager Roger Stansel's recommended budget offers an extra $100,000 for additional staffing to bring that number up to 58 hours a week, but many say that's not enough. Councilmember Jim Ward said he wants to find an extra $250,000 to restore the library to its full schedule.
I want to start that conversation about changing the numbers right now, and I am supportive of fully funding the library hours. To me, evidenced by 2020, evidenced by emails that we got today, evidenced by the folks who came this evening to talk to us, I think that's the old-fashioned version of priority-based budgeting.
But others on the council didn't see it that way. Lee Storrow said he'd prefer an incremental increase with input from the new library director.
I feel that it may not be the most responsible decision for us to jump from where we are right now to 68 without the knowledge and the wisdom of a couple of months, 6 months of operations under our new library director, who might have some expertise that I know I don't have.
Director Susan Brown starts work this week at a time when the library has become a lightning rod for resident concerns about how to balance a tight budget. After 4 years without a property tax increase and 7 without a transit fund increase, Roger Stansel says the budget gaps are unavoidable. He's recommending a 2-cent property tax rate hike to be split between Chapel Hill Transit and other big-ticket items like library funding and solid waste disposal. This year's the first time the council has undertaken priority budgeting, a ranking process meant to better align town spending with community values. But budget staffers say it was only partially implemented throughout the planning process, and some on the council don't see that it's helped at all. Matt Jakowski said the current budget method doesn't help the council when it comes to making tough choices.
In the budget is a proposed 2% increase for employees. Which of those supporters of the library would like to see us reduce our raise to the employees so that we can fund the library? That's priority budgeting.
Last night's public hearing was just the beginning of the budget negotiation process, and looking ahead, Donna Bell reminded her peers to focus on the bigger picture.
I just wanted to see if we could bring it back out, because I don't want to feel like this is a conversation about if we want to have the library funded or not have the library funded. You know, how do we do all of the things that we want to do?
The council will hold a work session on employee compensation and health benefits at the library this Wednesday and discuss the future of Chapel Hill Transit at a work session scheduled for June 3rd. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Orange County Manager Frank Clifton will present next year's budget for Orange County, the proposal for it when the Board of Commissioners meets tonight. The spending plan doesn't call for a property tax increase, and it doesn't call for an increase to the Chapel Hill-Carborough School District tax, despite a request from the school board to raise the rate. County commissioners could decide to raise the district tax by as much as 5.5 cents to fully fund the school system's budget request. Household sanitation fees could double to $20 for urban residents and $40 for rural residents. Clinton says the increase would go to fund improvements and additional operating hours at the solid waste convenience centers. 10 of the county's 12 fire districts are asking the board to raise fire district tax rates. If approved, the Chapel Hill rate would double from 7.5 cents to 15 cents per $100 of assessed value, the highest in the county. The budget includes money to hire new EMS personnel, IT specialists, and librarians, as well as nearly $500,000 for the Chapel Hill Public Library. In addition to reviewing the budget, the board will also get data on the Orange County bus and rail plan implementation and take a first look at a plan to host an Orange County fair. The board meets tonight at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. And Chapel Hill-Carborough City school board members are reacting to the county manager Frank Clifton's budget proposal before he even presents it. They say this will leave the district short of what it asked for by about $4.5 million. County commissioners say it's still early in the budget process. Here's WCHL's Rachel Nash with more on the story after you hear from Todd LaFreeze.
We're going to need to be prepared and may need to make some tough decisions in the next coming weeks.
That's Chapel Hill-Carborough City Schools Assistant Superintendent Todd LaFreeze. He explains the additional funds could be made up by raising the special district tax that only taxes those within district borders. Northside Elementary School is opening this year, and in the past, when new schools are opened, an increase in the special district tax has been used to help cover the cost. However, that was not included in Clifton's budget proposal.
Not to see it there and to see Northside left unfunded was discouraging.
Chair of the Board of Commissioners Barry Jacobs says it's too early for panic because the commissioners haven't formally been presented the budget yet and still have public comment sessions.
This is like a dance. The school board asks for its, I don't know if I would call it optimal because we can never get to optimum, but their preferred budget.
He says the commissioners recently added several new members and have never discussed raising the special district tax. Clifton and Jacobs both say the Chapel Hill-Carborough City Schools can tap into its fund balance.
We have to maintain some fund balance for cash flow purposes so we can pay our bills and meet our payroll obligations. And so we really didn't see much more available moving forward.
LaFree says $6.1 million are available in the fund balance, $3.4 million above the required minimum. He says $3.2 million of the fund balance has already been committed to balancing the budget. He says they can't operate if any more of the fund balance is dipped into. Jacob says the commissioners will take into account the challenges the school board is facing.
Said the Orange County Board of Commissioners have a proud history of supporting public education to the highest level we can, and that we're not going to back away from that commitment.
For more information on the current budget proposal, visit our website, chapelborough.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning. It is 8:17, 17 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. Carborough Alderman will be doing a lot of listening tonight. There's a public hearing in Carborough. We'll tell you all about that in just a moment. Right now, time for your traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Go see Berkeley Grimble, and he is always there for you. Grimble's, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza, right next door to Whole Foods, so they're easy to find. Now, with your morning traffic on WCHL, once again, here is Rachel Nash.
Good morning. The roadways are moving smoothly right now. No accidents to report, though the roads are a little bit wet, so watch out for that. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway, no accidents to report. But if you do see something throughout your morning commute, you can tweet us at WCHL and be a WCHL Road Warrior. Or you can call Rand and I back at the newsroom at 919-967-8363.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you again in a little while.
Sounds great.
Thanks a lot. It is time now for your Chapel Hill-Carborough weather. And really, unfortunately, it's more of the same. The weather forecast brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Join the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features. With a special feature every day of the week, there's sure to be a night out that is perfect for you. Menu specials and hours at CarolinaInn.com. Don't forget about Fridays on the front porch every Friday. It is partly sunny this afternoon. That's the forecast. Well, we've got a lot of clouds this morning, as usual. Numerous showers and thunderstorms early, the chance of it, and a chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon as well. Chance rain all in all, 70%, pretty much all day. High today in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the middle 60s. 30% chance of rain. 20% chance of rain tomorrow. Maybe a shower. Outside chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon. High tomorrow, about 85 degrees. Tomorrow night, we'll have mostly cloudy skies. Slight chance of rain, low in the middle 60s. On Thursday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the low 80s, but back to a 50% chance of rain. So the chance of rain not going away. Thursday night is going to be pretty much the same. It looks like we have a lot of rain in our immediate future.
Our name is WCHF. Our dial position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world. With instantly live streaming, you can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good morning. It is 8:20, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. Carborough Alderman want to hear your opinions on the 2013-2014 budget plan at tonight's public hearing. The town faces increased cost to haul trash over to Durham once the Orange County landfill closes, as well as rising employee health care costs. Town Manager David Andrews says revenue projections are actually slightly up, suggesting the economic recovery may be taking its hold in Carborough. After the public hearing, the board will weigh the pros and cons of installing an ATM in the town commons, and they will consider putting up temporary traffic calming devices on Oak Drive. Alderman will also consider comments on the draft Orange County Library strategic plan released last week, and they will review the progress of the Rogers Road Task Force. The board will meet tonight at 7:30 at Carborough Town Hall. It is time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Fitz Lumber Company in Carborough. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. Number 5-ranked UNC baseball team got past number 8 Florida State last night 4-3. That finishes up regular season play for the Tar Heels. In the first inning, freshman outfielder Sky Bolt single to center, scoring senior outfielder Chaz Frank. Seminoles turned around and tied the game 1-1 in the top of the second against senior Tar Heel pitcher Chris Munnelly. In the fourth, sophomore infielder Michael Russell helped regain the lead for Carolina.
Here's the 0-1 off speed. Russell's going to have a couple of RBIs. Winston will get the throw in very quickly, going to be cut off. And Cody Stubbs scores from second base. And the Tar Heels are in business, 3-1 the score now, no out.
Freshman pitcher Riley Hovis entered the game for the Tar Heels. Seminoles fought back and scored single runs in the fifth and sixth. In the bottom of the sixth, senior Cody Stubbs tried to get something going.
Stubbs will hit that one into the gap. Not going to be a play for Seth Miller. Cody Stubbs looking for second base. Miller misplays it at the wall. Cody Stubbs going to come into third base. The throw is going to be there, but Cody Stubbs slides in with a triple.
On a fielder's choice, Stubbs went for the go-ahead run and was caught out at home. Freshman pitcher Trent Thornton came into the game in the top of the seventh. Junior catcher Brian Holberton singled in the go-ahead run in the eighth, as he said, allowed Stubbs to score from third base. With the win, Tar Heels finished the regular season 48-8 overall. Seminoles fell to 44-12. North Carolina reached an all-time best in wins this season, surpassing the 45 wins marked by the 2006, 2007, and 2008 teams. Up next, Tar Heels compete in the ACC tournament held in Durham Bulls Athletic Park in Durham. Carolina will play Miami in the second round of round-robin play on Thursday afternoon at 3. Carolina didn't take the prize for most All-ACC honors, according to the coaches, despite wrapping up the regular season and Coastal Division titles. However, juniors Colin Moran and Kent Emanuel received top honors. Moran was named Player of the Year, leading the Tar Heels all season long at the plate. Moran is batting better than .375 and leads the country in runs batted in with 83, also a UNC single-season record. Emanuel was named Pitcher of the Year. His 9 wins ties a single-season career high while throwing a 2.28 earned run average. He currently leads the ACC in innings pitched with 102 and two-thirds in 14 appearances, all but one, as a starter. Tar Heels did place 5 players in the all-conference list. Senior first baseman Cody Stubbs was also named first-team All-ACC. Stubbs joins Moran among the top 10 players in the country in RBIs with 66. The season marks the first time since 2009 that 3 Tar Heels earned first-team honors. UNC outfielder Sky Bolt has been selected for UNC Baseball's 2013 Collegiate National Team. Congratulations to him. And UNC Women's Basketball Assistant Coach Tricia Stafford Odom will be the new head coach at Concordia University Irvine. Stafford Odom has coached at Heels for two seasons and also helped recruit the number one signing class in the country this year. Carolina head coach Sylvia Hatchell told UNC Athletics, and I'm quoting here, "I am extremely proud of Trish, and I'm excited for her to take this next step in her coaching career." And prior to her time in Chapel Hill, Stafford Odom was an assistant at UCLA and Duke, as well as head coach at Westchester High School in L.A. Stafford Odom played for the University of California and was a two-time first-team All-Pac-10 selection in 1991 and 92. She was recently inducted into the Cal Athletics Hall of Fame and also has extensive professional playing experience in the WNBA. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Coach K returning to coach the Olympic team can mean only one thing. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. After categorically denying that he would return as the USA Olympic coach for a third time, Duke's Mike Krzyzewski seems to be changing his mind. Any day or hour now, the announcement is expected that Coach K will indeed return for the World Championships in 2015 and the 2016 Olympics in Brazil. Although he has done a great job restoring America to its place as the basketball capital of the world, Krzyzewski really not should be allowed to lead the Olympians while still coaching at Duke. It gives him a ridiculous advantage over the other college coaches in terms of visibility and recruiting. Can you imagine LeBron James calling Kyrie Irving, Kobe Bryant calling Austin Rivers, and Kevin Durant calling Jabari Parker to tell them what a great experience it is playing for Coach K? Not saying that happened, but if the pros aren't Duke alums, then they are not considered representatives of the university, and certainly could make those calls if they wanted, or were asked. And of course, that Krzyzewski is on TV all summer coaching the USA team, often during recruiting dead periods, doesn't seem fair either. He can't call the recruits, but they can sure watch him. So that got me thinking about his change of heart, if indeed he has decided to return as the USA coach. In the summer of 2016, Krzyzewski will be 69 and a half years old. And my guess is that by then, he will have retired as Duke's head coach. Chasing a third straight gold medal will be like his world farewell tour, when he can be feted as being the greatest coach in the history of planet Earth. That would not be possible in his last NCAA tournament, even if fans knew it was his last big dance, because so many would be rooting against him and his team. Yes, that is also the plight of being Coach K and leading the Blue Devils, the most polarizing program in college sports. So his thinking may have gone something like this. I'm not going out trying to win another NCAA title, because whether we do or not, the hate for Duke will overshadow everything else. So I'll coach for as long as Jabari stays in school, and then announce the next season will be my last. But it won't be my last rodeo, because I'm taking my family and entourage to Rio and have LeBron, Kobe, and the other K hang one more gold medal around my neck. This is our chance to see ya.
Pulmonology.
Gastro what? I can't say that.
These are big words for kids to say, even bigger for them to handle. That's why we salute the real-life superheroes that make North Carolina Children's Hospital the super hospital it is. Ranked in 10 of 10 clinical categories by U.S. News and World Report, and highest in the state in pulmonology, gastroenterology, and cancer. North Carolina Children's Hospital is really proud of its number one ranking with those that matter most.
Like me.
Like me.
Time for a quiz. What Chapel Hill Group is investing in our local environment by buying carbon offsets, planting new trees, and ensuring toxic elements don't get into our water supply? And what Chapel Hill Group generously donates to hundreds of local social causes every day of every week of every year? The answer? Chapel Hill's business community. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Local business owners understand that commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals community. Commerce Plus in Chapel Hill. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
For years, the brokers at Weaver Street Realty were known as the Muddy Boots Land Team. They still call themselves that. They can read surveys. They know septics. They know wells. Whether it's an in-town lot or a 100-acre tract, they will put on their muddy boots and walk land with you. Through an unmatched level of expertise and service, the Weaver Street Team has earned customers for life through repeat business and referrals. They listen with compassion and act with confidence. Stop by on Main Street in Carrboro or check them out at weaverstreetrealty.com.
I am like the walking, rolling billboard for Diamonds Direct. I'm a fan.
Raleigh business owner Michael Dean Chadwick has stopped at virtually every jewelry store in the Triangle, but he never expected what he found when he visited Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
You walk in and you're catered to. You're made to feel special. I got so much more than I anticipated getting. I just couldn't be happier. Could not be happier.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree, winning over new customers every day with better value, more selection, higher quality diamonds, and amazing customer service.
I'm pretty sure the other jewelry stores are not really thrilled about it, but that's okay. That's America. It's all about the good competition.
But beyond the value, Michael Dean says he loves what Diamonds Direct Crabtree is doing outside the store.
Diamonds Direct has gotten very seriously involved in a number of charities in the Triangle, and it has absolutely become noticed. I'm telling you, those boys have figured out that if you give to this community will give back to you.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
I'm excited to do business with Diamonds Direct. I'm excited to tell people. I mean, I'm already sending people up there.
On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming Steakhouse.
Did you know there's a state-of-the-art community college right here in Orange County? Hi, this is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean of Durham Tech's Orange County campus, and I invite you to find out why our enrollment is soaring and our class offerings are up 70% since last year. Our campus is green and sustainable with well-equipped classrooms, science labs, computer labs, and a spacious library, all designed to provide a first-class education. Find out more at durhamtech.edu and click on the Orange Campus.
Today's offer at ourlocaldeal.com is from Mad Science Camps. It's half off. Week-long science summer camps available now. Today's Our Local Deal may help your child fall in love with science while having a great time. Week 1 starts June 17th and focuses on rockets and the physics of rocket flight. Week 2 starts July 8th and the fields of science, technology, engineering, art, and math are all explored in this new camp. There are only 10 spots in each camp being held for Our Local Deal buyers, so check it out and call soon to reserve. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 69 degrees, a lot of clouds, and it is really wet out there after all the rain we had yesterday. We have a 70% chance of more rain today, maybe showers, maybe thunderstorms. Our high temperature today in the low 80s, low tonight middle 60s, and then tomorrow high in the middle 80s. Still a chance of rain pretty much all week long.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Dave Barrett. More than 100 tornado survivors were found last night in Moore, Oklahoma, according to the state's lieutenant governor. At Briarwood Elementary, Camden Purcell and his classmates got down on the floor.
Everybody was under desks. All of them were scooched together to protect us from the ceiling.
And when that tornado hit, the 8-year-old thought,
I was gonna die.
His mom told CBS this morning,
I'm amazed that he walked out of that building alive.
And this morning she praised her son's teacher.
Miss Mays, I then hugged her just as big as I did Camden because I feel that she helped save my son's life. I mean, all those kids that she had in there, she helped save all of them.
But at least 51 people did not survive in Moore. CBS's Mark Strassman says the hunt is on for others trapped in debris.
National Guardsmen using thermal imaging technology. They're essentially looking for body heat under the rubble, trying to find survivors.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:32, 28 minutes until 9 o'clock. WCHL, 69 degrees, heading for a high in the low 80s today, and 7 chances out of 10 we will get some rain, but you won't find me complaining about the weather, not based on what those folks in Oklahoma are going through. You'll hear more details on what's happening in Oklahoma all day on CBS News right here on WCHL. The fourth week of protest led by the North Carolina chapter of the NAACP has ended in the arrest of more than 50 people last night at the state legislature. The arrest count and number of supporters on Monday reached the highest yet for the group's demonstrations against the policies of the Republican-held legislature. Both arrest numbers and crowds chanting in support have grown each and every week, with about 150 people facing charges now since the start of demonstrations. A variety of people there at the demonstrations, many being arrested from the Chapel Hill-Carborough community. The North Carolina Senate released its $20.6 billion budget proposal on Sunday night. The plan for Medicaid, a topic that's caused a great deal of controversy in North Carolina, might see some changes.
I just think that's going in entirely the wrong direction. And, you know, it seems to be these decisions are being made with no consideration, I think, for the impact they're going to have on vulnerable people in North Carolina.
And it's Ty Hunter. He's participated in the NAACP protest outside the General Assembly and was actually arrested on May 6th during a rally. The Senate's budget plan for Medicaid adds about $1.2 billion in overall funding, according to a press release issued by Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger. However, it will reduce covered doctor visits on Medicaid from 22 to 10 per year, except for the chronically ill. It raises copays for services and cuts private nursing services by $5 million, among a lot of other changes. Hunter says he also didn't agree with North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory's decision to reject the expanded federal Medicaid program back in March. It's estimated that about 500,000 low-income people with health care coverage under that program. Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP Chapter President Minister Robert Campbell has also attended the protest in Raleigh and says health care is one of his main concerns.
We got to be equal about this thing. So if it's not going to affect the top, why are we still pulling the rug under the bottom?
Berger's news release states that Medicaid is, quoting here, a runaway federal entitlement program that is diverting funds away from priorities like education, transportation, and our judicial system. For more information on the Senate's budget proposal, you can visit WCHL's website at chapelboro.com. We are honored today to have the commissioner of the North Carolina High School Athletic Association, Davis Whitfield, in the studio with us this morning. And you might want to know, a lot of people don't know, that the North Carolina High School Athletic Association is headquartered right here in Chapel Hill. And we want to let people know what the organization does. Davis, thank you for coming in.
Well, thanks for having me, Ron.
Just take a minute here and explain what the North Carolina High School Athletic Association is all about.
Well, Ron, we oversee approximately 400 high schools across the state of North Carolina as it relates to high school athletics. And as you mentioned, our office is right here in Chapel Hill and has been for 100 years. We started back in 1913, and this year marks our 100th anniversary. And we were actually started by the University of North Carolina, and then we're transferred over to the school people, meaning the superintendents, principals, and athletic directors of this great state, to operate high school athletics across the state. And as I said, we've been here for 100 years. Our office is over on Finley Golf Course Road, great location. And when you talk about what we do, we basically try to provide some structure and leadership and governance of high school athletics across the state of North Carolina. And I think the biggest piece that people that I would like to tell people is that we try to provide a co-curricular opportunity for education across the state. Athletics is one of those pieces that provides sportsmanship, leads to integrity, leadership, honesty, character, teamwork. Those are the values and the core values that we talk about in high school athletics.
So much to be gained for students who participate in athletics. I mean, there's been all kinds of research done on how much better they do in school and how much more well-rounded they are as people. And I can look back on my days in school, and I consider myself much better off because I participated in some of those things. The North Carolina High School Athletic Association certainly has a lofty goal. You've been doing it for 100 years, not you specifically, but some people have been doing it for 100 years, and that's a lot to celebrate. And you've touched so many people.
Well, we have touched so many people, and when you look at the wonderful administrators and coaches and athletic directors that we've had come through this state and the lives that they've touched, and when I talk about some of the great players that have played in North Carolina in our high schools, the Michael Jordans and the David Thompsons and some of those wonderful student-athletes who have been part of our programs, they have been brought through those programs by those wonderful coaches, ADs, and superintendents. So it's not just the leadership, but it's all encompassing. And when you look at the values and those core leadership traits that those individuals bring to those young people, they become productive citizens as they grow grow older and begin to serve our state and our country.
I know that you not only have under your umbrella the athletic directors and the coaches and the student athletes, but also the officiating crews and all this kind of stuff. And so your job is not without controversy. But congratulations on celebrating your 100 years. What kind of things are you going to be doing to celebrate this century in business?
Well, Ron, when we turn 100 years old, that's certainly a mark for any association or any entity. But when you look at the North Carolina High School Athletic Association and all that we've accomplished over 100 years, it truly is a monumental occasion to celebrate. And we're doing something a little bit different. Obviously, academics typically run on an academic year that spans multiple or 2 years. What we've done is we're taking the calendar year of 2013 to celebrate our entire 100-year history. And so we began in January with a kickoff celebration and threw a reception for all of our entities and had a wonderful kickoff. And this year is chock full of celebration activities. We're honoring our coaches and athletic directors and superintendents, and we're honoring our athletic teams. Any past champion of any sport can come to this year's championship free of charge, any of those members. We'd like to honor those members, those coaches, and those schools for their accomplishment over the last 100 years. And we're having great success with that, and would urge anyone who would like to come out and watch an upcoming championship to attend. And we want to honor you for your past accomplishments. And those are just some of the notable items that we are taking on this year. We're also celebrating 100 to remember. We're naming the top 100 administrators, coaches, and athletic directors across the state. Not necessarily the top, but certainly a special 100 group, because there are so many more that are out there that we've talked about that have touched the lives of young people. And we've got a commemorative book out that chronicles the first 100 years of the NCHSAA. We hope to have 100 more. But we've got a book out that chronicles that history. It's very well done. Tim Stevens over in Raleigh did that for us and did a wonderful job. And we just are celebrating the history of arguably the best association in the country. And as you stated, I certainly have not done all of that in my 3 years here. Certainly my predecessor, Charlie Adams, and then those before him certainly laid the groundwork. And we've got a wonderful group of individuals working for the young people of North Carolina.
I was going to say, you got quite a legacy to follow, because the High School Athletic Association has done wonderful work over many years. And like you just said, I hope you go for 100 more and far beyond that. Of course, you and I won't be around at that time, but it would be nice to know that association is still doing its work and its very important mission.
Well, it's important work, Ron. And yeah. I think when you talk about high school athletics and its importance, individuals talk about the athletics being the front porch of a university or whatnot. But certainly when you talk about athletics at the high school level, they do not typically talk about the chemistry department or the math department or the English department at even our high schools. They talk about either their football or their baseball or their volleyball or their women's lacrosse program. They talk about those aspects of schools first, and then the academics is also there as well. And that's when I talk to the co-curricular activities of athletics. I think some look at it as an extracurricular. We look at it as a co-curricular activity.
Well, thanks for coming in today, and congratulations, and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Davis Whitfield, Commissioner of the North Carolina High School Athletic Association. You might not have known they're right here in Chapel Hill. A lot of people don't, because they're kind of low-key out near Findlay Golf Course. But it is a wonderful organization, and we're always happy to have a conversation about whatever you guys want to talk about. It is 8:42 at WCHL, 18 minutes until 9 o'clock. This is Ron Stutz, and coming up, today's commentary on the way from Robert Dowling.
Did you know the owners of Diamonds Direct look at about 100 diamonds, and of that, choose only about 5 to be sold in their showroom? Yeah, they're that picky. See, that's one of the benefits of being right there with the diamond cutters, being able to hand-select the cream of the crop right at the source. These are A-list diamonds, the most dazzling, the most sparkling diamonds the world has to offer. You know what happens?
happens to the other stones, the ones Diamonds Direct passes on? Well, many of them end up being sold online or in the hands of wholesalers and brokers or are sold on consignment to small retailers. By the time they pass through multiple hands, these B-list stones often come with high markups and higher costs to you. So if you're diamond shopping, why risk it? Don't settle for what could be an overpriced leftover. Use Diamonds Direct's unique advantage in the world diamond market to work in your favor. Get her a bigger, better quality diamond for less. Diamonds Direct Crabtree. On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming's. Online at diamonds-direct.com.
The Orange County 4-H Cooperative Extension is accepting registration for its annual Summer Sizzle Camp. Activities are Monday through Friday from 7:45 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. from June 17th to July 19th. Parents can register for camp on a weekly basis. The program offers action-packed activities for rising 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Each week includes outdoor activities and field trips. For more information, call 919-245-2056. That's 919-245-2056.
In the nation, halfway won't cut it. That's why Nationwide Insurance offers brand new belongings. If something in your home is stolen or destroyed, we replace it with a brand new version.
Nationwide is on your side.
Call Mark Vitale, Nationwide Insurance, today at 919-933-4000. Visit Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard or allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Optional feature. Exclusions and limits apply. Damaged items may be repaired. Consult policy language for specifics. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Now hear this. Performance BMW is hosting their annual spring event in celebration of the highly anticipated brand new 2013 320i sedan.
Wow!
It's sure to excite thrill seekers everywhere. How would you like to drive a new BMW for $299 per month? That's phenomenal handling, intelligent technology, and exceptional fuel economy in the 2013 BMW 320i for $299 per month.
Wow!
36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year, $3,774 due at signing, includes tax, egg, and $549 dock fee, zero security deposit, and $750 lease cash included in payment, based on MSRP of $36,675. Finance it with approved credit through BMW dealer for details. Take delivery before May 31st, 2013. No-cost maintenance, does not cover tire wear. See BMWUSA.com for more details.
BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader.
Wow!
All new BMWs come with no-cost maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. No-cost means you pay nothing for standard maintenance for the life of the new car warranty. Performance BMW, ChapelHill.com.
Wow!
Think you can pick out a diamond by looking at its characteristics on a piece of paper or a computer screen? Ask Alex Jenkin, who just got engaged. He'll tell you, no way.
There's just something about the diamond that you just have to see. You have to have it in front of you and compare it to everything else to say, that's the one.
Alex found the perfect diamond at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. That's the only place where you could see 5, 10, 20 diamonds that met his specs all at one time.
Because he had all the diamonds on hand to say, this is what this looks like. When you go from A to B, you can see the comparison exactly as he described it. I was down to two stones that were actually just about the same quality. But when you look down into them, they had just a different look, which falls outside of any range of grading.
What's the lesson? Don't make one of the most important decisions of your life with virtual diamonds. See, touch, feel real diamonds. As many as you like at Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
It wasn't him trying to sell me on this diamond versus that diamond. It's what do I think is going to be best for my fiance.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree, North Carolina's direct diamond importer with one of the largest selections of diamonds in America. Outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming's.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and this traffic report is brought to you by Crown Honda of Saw Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of Saw Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Now let's turn to Rachel Nash and get our latest report on traffic.
Well, there's a backup on I-40 eastbound, getting particularly bad after the 15501 exit and between South Point Mall, so watch out for that. If you see anything else throughout your travel day, you can tweet us at WCHL or call us in the newsroom at 919-967-8363. But if you do, do it safely.
Rachel, thank you very much for all your hard work all morning.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Love to see you get up early. I know how much you love it. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Burgers not your thing? You can enjoy Five Guys grilled kosher beef hot dogs dressed with any or all of 15 free toppings. Five Guys, Menomont Village in Chapel Hill. Well, 69 degrees, cloudy. It's wet out there because of all the rain we had yesterday, and we have a big chance of it happening again today and tonight. 70% chance of rain today. Showers, maybe thunderstorms, and it could happen this morning. A little bigger chance of rain this afternoon. Our high temperatures in the low 80s, and as I said, 69 degrees in Chapel Hill. It is 8:47, 13 minutes until 9 o'clock. Ron Stutz, and time now for Adopt-A-Pet. We do it every Tuesday on WCHL. And today, our special guest in the studio is Emily Weinstein. And she is here with a special cat. And Emily, tell us about this wonderful cat that you have for us this morning.
Oh, this is Fiona Lee. She is a medium long-haired tortoise shell. She is exceptionally snuggly. And she also has a sister called Sammy Rose.
All right.
And little Miss Fiona here is really quite sad in foster because she doesn't understand why this has occurred. Her family, the little boy, became allergic. So what happens in these circumstances is the cat goes, not the boy.
Mm-hmm.
So here we have this absolutely exquisite cat, homeless, and she's extremely depressed about it. So she's really looking for a good home right now, good indoor home. It would be great if you also wanted a short-haired tortie, which is her sister, and she's quite an aerobatic cat. She pirouettes in midair and so forth. That would be Sammy Rose, the sister. But this one is Fiona Lee, and she will be on your website.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
she's beautiful.
Oh, she's absolutely exquisite. She's gorgeous. She's gorgeous. And on top of it, she's an extremely affectionate, sweet girl. And this is a crazy time for cats because we have so many being born. But for those sensible people that want to have a cat that is, well, a ready-made, you would go ahead and adopt a cat like Fiona Lee.
Yeah, she's ready to go to a permanent home today. And tell us about the website where folks can find out more.
AnimalRescue.net. That's Independent Animal Rescue. And that's animalrescue.net. Or you can even just give me a call and arrange to come by and meet these gorgeous cats.
So in other words, you're fostering both of these cats?
Yes, I am.
No.
Both sisters.
Yeah.
And they're both absolutely delightful.
Mm-hmm.
My phone number is 919-402-0160.
Yeah, and the good thing is that when we do Adopt a Pet every Tuesday, with a variety of animal organizations in the area, we almost always get these pets adopted. And so we expect Fiona Lee and Sammy Rose to go to a new home very soon.
And I certainly hope so. Please consider Fiona Lee and her sister Sammy Rose.
We're going to have a picture taken, and we will have that on our website and on our Facebook page with a link to the Independent Animal Rescue website. And that, once again, is animalrescue.net. And Emily, thank you so much for coming in, as always.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
We really appreciate it.
Let's find a home for these cats, both of them. 8:51 at WCHL, 9 minutes until 9 o'clock. And I've been promising Robert Dowling, and he has today's commentary on WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the Commentators.
This is Robert Dowling. As the Executive Director of Community Home Trust, I've always believed in alerting elected officials to circumstances that could impair the success of our inclusionary housing programs. For example, in 2007, we identified a concern that our housing model did not adequately address long-term maintenance. We also proposed and adopted a solution to that problem. More recently, I have discussed the risks of affordable condominiums and the lack of lending options available to our homebuyers. Because we are responsible for stewarding more than 200 homes that collectively are worth more than $35 million, I believe that raising these concerns publicly is warranted and hopefully appreciated. The last thing we want to do is surprise elected officials with bad news. My staff tells me that I focus too much time on what we could do better and too little what we have done well. So allow me to tell you a few things that we've accomplished in the past 13 years. Today, there are more than 200 affordable homes integrated into market-rate neighborhoods. We estimate there is more than $2 million of homeowner equity in those homes and more than $10 million of community equity in those same homes. And lastly, I could go on for hours about the homeowners themselves, the teachers, university employees, municipal employees, retirees, and others who are able to live affordably in homes right here in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. Although our inclusionary housing programs face challenges that may warrant changes to existing policies, I believe these programs have been extraordinarily successful for the entire community. This is Robert Dowling.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Oh, did you see that catch?
That's awesome, Dad. Pat yourself on the back, Lisa. You're a good daughter, hanging out watching baseball with your dad. Of course, you're also hanging with your friends.
Oh, come on, he was safe.
Kinda, anyway. See, AT&T has this great deal. Buy a Samsung Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get a Galaxy Tab 2 for $199.99. So now you can kinda watch the game with Dad while you're kinda using your smartphone to text your friends and kinda reading tweets with Twitter and whatnot. And you can kinda use your speedy new tablet to do things like look up baseball stats in a hurry.
A triple play?
Hey, Dad, did you know that there were 3 triple plays last season?
I am so proud of you right now.
AT&T, rethink possible. Visit a store or att.com for details. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Prices include $100 off non-commitment pricing for a limited time, $200 more off the Tab 2 with Galaxy S3 purchase. Pricing effective 2/15/13, subject to change, $200 more offer expires 4/25/13. Each requires new 2-year agreement and qualified voice and data or mobile share plan. Other charges and conditions apply.
Allergies getting to you? Pollen got you pooped? Dogwoods got you down? There's no need to suffer this allergy season. The doctors at UNC Family Medicine can help. Let us put together a personalized plan to keep you from sneezing and wheezing, whether it's spring, summer, or fall. Appointments are easy, and so is the parking. Find out more on the web at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
The Orange County 4-H Cooperative Extension is accepting registration for its annual Summer Sizzle Camp. Activities are Monday through Friday from 7:45 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. from June 17th to July 19th. Parents can register for camp on a weekly basis. The program offers action-packed activities for rising 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Each week includes outdoor activities and field trips. For more information, call 919-245-2056. That's 919-245-2056.
Good morning. It is 8:55, 5 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. You remember Wayne Pond's word of the day? What is the word? How do you spell it? And what's the definition? Call me right now, 919-929-WCHL, if you can answer those questions and if you can do it faster than anyone else. It's brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? I'm going to call right now, 919-929-WCHL. It's worth the $10 gift card to Cruisers, 919-929-WCHL. Call right now.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
I don't know if you had the opportunity to go to Hillsboro Hog Day this past weekend, but it was quite an event. Friday night and all day Saturday, Hillsboro celebrated itself, and there were about 12,000 people there. A lot of people work hard to make Hog Day happen, but the person primarily responsible for all this is Margaret Cannell, Executive Director of the Hillsboro Chamber of Commerce. This year, Hog Day was a little different.
There was a name change in that we added an extra G to Hog. The festival has for 30 years has celebrated barbecue, and it still will celebrate barbecue, but it also will be a salute to the town of Hillsboro's colonial heritage. We felt like we had to do it because one of Hillsboro's illustrious citizens from the 1770s was James Hogg, who was a member of the Board of Trustees of the University of North Carolina, a member of the Transylvania Company, a very important merchant, a member of the Constitutional Congress, a lot of other notable achievements, and we figured that since he was here and Hillsboro has such a great history and heritage, we thought we would add that in and celebrate it.
Margaret Cannell is today's WCHL hometown here. Margaret, thanks for making Hog Day fun again this year.
We've reached out to the food trucks. I mean, they're so popular, so sort of a food truck rodeo. We actually have twice the number of food vendors dinners that we usually have. A little bit of something for everybody. You don't have to come and expect just to get barbecue.
Of course, barbecue is one of the primary attractions, as you might expect at Hillsborough Hog Day. Margaret says Hog Day is very important to Hillsborough and Orange County.
For the community, it's very important because it's Orange County's largest festival, and it's a big event for the town. Not only does it bring out people who live here all the time, but it also brings people from other locations to come and see our beautiful town, and folks come from other locations, from other local towns, and see how beautiful Hillsborough is, and then come back and enjoy what we have here and spend some money and spread the word and move here and move their businesses here and just improve our local economy.
Of course, there was great musical entertainment on stage, lots of fun for the kids, arts and crafts, and much more. Everybody had a good time.
The Hillsborough Orange County Chamber of Commerce is the presenter of Hog Day. It's also our largest fundraiser. It's important to us because the fundraising aspect is important to the community because of, again, the tourism aspect.
Margaret Candle, thank you so much for doing what you do best. And that's being a great ambassador for all of Orange County, and especially at Hillsborough Hog Day. You did it again. Margaret Candle, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Allergies getting to you? Pollen got you pooped? Dogwoods got you down? There's no need to suffer this allergy season. The doctors at UNC Family Medicine can help. Let us put together a personalized plan to keep you from sneezing and wheezing, whether it's spring, summer, or fall. Appointments are easy, and so is the parking. Find out more on the web at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Mad Science Camps. It's half off. Week-long science summer camps available now. Today's Our Local Deal may help your child fall in love with science while having a great time. Week 1 starts June 17th and focuses on rockets and the physics of rocket flight. Week 2 starts July 8th and the fields of science, technology, engineering, art, and math are all explored in this new camp. There are only 10 spots in each camp being held for Our Local Deal buyers, so check it out and call soon to reserve. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals